Okay, today's daf is Psachim, daf Mem Aleph. Mem Aleph, as we go to the last full daf, full blot in the second parak of Masechet Psachim, long parak, 20 blot parak, started daf, back on daf Chaf Aleph when we discussed the Kol Shoah and the Machlokos of Yehuda and the Chachamim, and now we're getting towards the end of the second parak here, and we discuss other issues today relating to Isurim of Chametz and adding flour to different mixtures. And we, by the way, the Gemara Mishnah adds in, we'll have to see why, issues of a Karban Pesach, as we will, B'ez Hashem, see today. But along the way, we'll talk about Matzah Shruya and the Isurim of related to Nazir and other mitzvahs of Karban Pesach. So let's see. Says the Mishnah on Mem Amabes, a nosen kemach l'toch haroses, o l'toch hachardol, one is not allowed to add flour into haroses. This is not the haroses that we'll talk about in our Arbei Psachim that we are familiar with from the Pesach Seder. No, this is just a type of dip that has vinegar in it and other ingredients. So one is not allowed to put flour into there because that causes this mixture causes the flour to become chametz. So could I put flour into the haroses? O l'toch hachardol, or into chardol, a chardol mixture, a mustard mixture. V'im nasan, yochel miyad. And if you do, you have to eat it right away because we're worried that it's going to be neschamet. The Tanna Kamma holds though that it doesn't become chametz immediately. And therefore, you just have to eat it very quickly and in that way, save it. V'Rabbi Meir Oser. Rabbi Meir says, no, it's already, in the category of suffik, and therefore, one is not allowed to partake of it at all. You just have to get rid of it. Part one. Part two, now the Mishnah gets into issues of Karban Pesach, which we haven't had yet in the Masechta. It's going to come up. We said back on Daf Beis, 40 blot ago almost, that this Masechta could really be broken up into a couple of parts. Perek Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and Dalet talk all about issues of Chametz and Pesach and other issues that come up L'maisa. And then starting from the fifth parak, Tamid Nishchat, that's where we get into issues of Karban Pesach. If you remember, we even said that if you look in the end, on Nun Zayin Amud Beis, you look at the end of the Gemara, it says, Hadron Alach Makam Shenagu V'Salika Alach Pesach Rishon. Pesach Rishon is finished. It's really Psachim. It's not the Mesechas Pesach. It's not like Yuma is singular. Rosh Hashanah is singular. Psachim is plural. Why is Psachim plural? It should be Mesechas Pesach. Says the Say some of the Mefarshim, if you look in there in the Nun Zayin Amud Beis, because there's two Psachim, there's Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, you might say, which the ninth parak is all about Pesach Sheni, but also there's Pesach Rishon having to do with Pesach Bezvan Hazeh, that's parak 1, 2, 3, 4, and 10, and then parak 5, 6, 7, and 8, and 9, 5 through 9, have to do with issues of Karban Pesach. At the end of the fourth parak, the Mordechai, printed on our daf, Nun Zayin Amud Beis, has the halachas of Karban Pesach. Seder v'alachas Karban Pesach Rishon Biksara. Right? Why do we have that there? Because this is the end of the section. So this is somewhat unusual that we have this line about Karban Pesach in our Mishnah coming up. And right after that, beginning of the next parak, we get back to issues of Chametz and Matzah. Tosfos asks this question and doesn't really answer. Tosfos is printed on the next Amud. Tosfos says, Tema, Lamo Shanu Kan. Why is this here? Imishum detani yirakos shlukos umuvushalos. If it's because the previous Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tes had what you're allowed to use for maror and what you're not allowed to use for maror, as we discussed yesterday, imkein miyad ha'elo shanav samach acharel. So if it has to do with what you're allowed to use for maror, are you allowed to be mevashel the maror? And once we're talking about bishul, we speak about bishul ol Pesach, so it should be before the previous line of einose kemach l'toch haroses. Tosfos finds it a little difficult why this is put here. Good, so the other mefarshim don't really focus on it, but we get to talk about Karban Pesach at this stage a little bit as well too. Says the Mishnah, with that introduction, Eim vashlin es haPesach. We know there is a mitzvah to roast the Karban Pesach and not to cook the Karban Pesach. Let's show tomorrow's daf. We'll see. It's my focus. We showed him whether you count that as a separate mitzvah asay. But one is not allowed to cook the Karban Pesach. The Mishnah says not only in water is it aser, lo b'mashkev lo b'meperos. One can't cook it in any liquid or in meperos. That might be the connection. Right, because previously we spoke about issues of meperos regarding matzah, so this is meperos regarding Pesach. So says the Mishnah, we're not allowed to even cook it in meperos. That was really note that was in the Gemara, not in the Mishnah, but it might be explaining parts of the Mishnah of what was able to be used for matzah and not. That was the earlier part of the parak, so that also might be a connection. But either way, we're not allowed to cook it on Pesach in any type of liquid. Aval sachin umatbilen oso. bohen. One is allowed to be mesech. What does that mean? One is allowed to smear it with liquid when one is about to roast it, right? You don't want it to burn, you want it to be moist, so you could smear it and you could dip it while you're eating it. You could dip it in the some type of sauce, b'shas achila, that also is okay because that's already cooked, not a problem. And now we get back to chametz. If you have the water that is used by the bakers and they put their hands in there whenever they want to clean off their hands, when they want to keep their hands cool, while they're kneading, while they're shaping the matzahs, one's not allowed to use that for anything. One has to pour it out right away because there's a worry, because you have liquid in there and you have pieces of flour that were on their hands in there. That's machmitz, and therefore one has to be careful with that mixture. Karban Pesach, we'll talk a lot about it, Beis Hashem, later on in the Masechta, but just to give one makar, it's here, so we have to give one makar, and that's the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Baha'aloscha. It's one of the more defining makaras about Karban Pesach. There he talks about it. Right, more than this piece does not appear in Parshas Bo, even though the Meshech Chachma has 100 pages on Parshas Bo, but this piece is not there. This piece is in Baha'aloscha in the context of Pesach Sheni. There he talks about the defining elements of Karban Pesach. He doesn't mention it, but if you look in the Rambam in Sefer Karbanos, the first carbon he discusses, the first set of halachos, is Karban Pesach. You would think that's just a detail of a carbon. Why is that first? But that's the first thing in the Rambam. Because the Rambam feels that is a defining carbon. That is chronologically the first carbon that we brought on a national level, but it is defining as well, says the Meshech Chachma, right here, again, in the context of why does the Karban Pesach, is that the only Karban that has a makeup, says the, and among other questions, Ki HaPesach Moreh Al HaHashkacha HaPratis. Karban Pesach reflects HaShkacha HaPratis. Asher Mitzuyanim Ba Yisrael Mikol HaAmim, that we have. Asher Hivdil Bein Amo B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim, that Hashem was Mavdilas between other nations. V'hivdil Bein Bachar La'enu Bachar, the tremendous HaShkacha that was showed throughout the Makos, throughout Makas Bechoros. Umore Al HaYoso Ba'atzmo Yisparach, and it reflects that Hashem Himself is the one that is directly involved in our life. Hapoel beli shum emsoiyum esovev. There is no intermediary. V'shaloki haomrim asher masar ashka chaso laroma alato lekochas hagalgalim. Not like those who say, "Well, he is so lofty. God is so up there. Obviously, he's not involved in the world anymore. He gave it to people who are going to deal with this world." Garmei hashamayim asher himanhigim esateva. No. The Makar Pesach points out to us that no, he is directly involved. And that he wants people to exist. And that's why he does chesed for us. And that's why it's ne'echa l'chaburos, because you're in groups. And he doesn't want people to give tavodah zara. Right? So it's a basic karban that has to do with emuna, that has to do with anti-avodah zarah, that has to do with certain tenets of our faith, and that is why there's even a Hava Amin, it's quoted in Rashi, ala Torah, that a ger should bring a Karban Pesach whenever he converts. Even though he converts in the middle of the year, a ger should bring a Karban Pesach. What's the Hava Amin? Besides his Karbanos of Geirus. The Hava Amin is because this is a defining carbon for our emuna. And that's why we need to have it. And that's why, he says, we brought a Karban Pesach our first year, in Mitzrayim, and our second year right after the Chet HaEgel. But we didn't bring it again until the 40th year. Because we needed it that second year. And then after that, we obviously there were reasons why we didn't do it, but it wasn't as much as the Chuf. And that's why the Meshech Chachma explains that if you look in Melachim Beis, Yoshiyahu, when he was Metaher Yehuda and Yerushalayim from all the Asheras, Asa Pesach Lashem, he brought a Pesach. What a Pesach! What is the real Karban Pesach there? Again, once you're being metar from avodah zarah, that Karban Pesach is meant to partly wean us away from that. Again, there's a lot of other rais. Acharei she'asa Yisrael ha'egel, tiv Hashem yisparach b'shana sheinis la'asos ha'pesach, la'harchikam la'avdilam ul'tara migilul avodas galilim mehevleim, v'chein b'shnaso arbaim, she'tol l'bal pa'or, asiv Hashem yisparach la'asos pesach v'gilgo, afshar yikodem kivish v'chilek, v'ha'vein. And understand this. Again, there's a lot more, but this is the one of the important makaros related to Karban Pesach, the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Baha'aloscha. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar of Kahana, back to the first part of the Mishnah. Mishnah says you're not allowed to put the flour into the charoses, the vinegar dip, or into the chardal. Amar, and there's a machlokes, what to do if you did. Amar Kahana Machlokes Latocha Chardal, the Machlokes, whether you have to destroy it right away, or you have to eat it right away, you have to eat it right away, or it's just usher automatically. The machlokas is only about the chardal. Avalatoch haroses, diriyakol yisarf miyad. But in the haroses, you for sure have to burn it right away. Right? That's not the machlokas. V'tani nami hachi, also, heinosa kemach, latoch haroses, v'imnasan yisarf miyad, latoch hachardal, Rabbi Meir Omer yisarf miyad, v'cham Omer miyachal miyad, right? It's befeirish in the brisa. That the machlokes is only about chardol, but about charoses, everybody agrees that you're not allowed to eat it. Amar Funa Breid Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim. Halacha is like the Chachamim, that it is able to be eaten right away when it comes to chardol. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, L'Rav Funa Breid Rav Yehuda, who quoted this, Acharoses Ka'amar Mar, O Achardol Ka'amar Mar. When we hold like the Chachamim, did they say their Shita? Right, we just clarified this, but now he's asking about it. Did they say their Shita only about did he mean that we hold like the Rabbanan even about Charoses, or only about Chardol? As was said, Amar Leila, my Nafkamina, what difference should it make? Shouldn't make a difference, Chardol and Charoses. They're both chashas of chimutz. So the Gemara says, no, lid dir Rav Kahana. The Amar Rav Kahana, machlokas latocha chardol, as we just said. No, the nafkina is, do we hold the Rav Kahana? Because Rav Kahana says, as we just said in the Brisa, the machlokas is latocha chardol when it was mixed into the chardol mixture, the mustard mixture of a latocha charoses, dir yakol yisarf miyad. That's why it makes a difference to me. Amar le lo sham yali, klamar lo sfir yali. No, I don't hold of that distinction, so therefore I think they go, the Rabbanan Shita is by both. Amar Ravashi, kavasi drav kahana mistavra. Ravashi says that I think Rav Kahana is correct, that there is a distinction between them. Mita Amar Shmuel, from the fact that Shmuel says, Ein halacha k'Rav Yosi. Shmuel said that halacha is not like Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi was the sheet that we had yesterday relating to vinegar. Remember the Gemara said, who is the opinion that makes a difference between if you put the vinegar in first or second? So he said, oh, it must be Rabbi Yehuda Shita from Hilcha Shabbos. So why don't we say it was Rabbi Yossi Shita that says you can put it in vinegar? Vinegar stops the leavening process. So that was Rabbi Yossi Shita. So Shmuel made a statement that halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. He does not say, we do not hold that vinegar stops. So my love, doesn't that mean, simusi hutalot samis? Vinegar not only does not stop the leavening process, hachimui mechame, it causes the leavening process. So, isn't that true? And therefore, we should say that there's a machlokes when you put it into chardo, but at the charoses, which has vinegar in it, everybody agrees that you have to destroy it, right? You have to burn it right away. So, doesn't the fact that we don't hold like Rav Yosi also support Rav Kahana, who says that when it comes to charoses, you have to burn it right away? So where it says lo, there's no raya, zilma lo matzvis samis lo chamiya mechameya. No, there's no raya, just because we don't hold like Rav Yosi might just mean that vinegar does not prevent, but it doesn't mean that it causes. So even if Rav Kahana is correct, we don't have a raya from the statement of Shmuel. Period. We discussed in the past the machlokas in the Rishonim, Baalei Tosfos in the first parak of Maseches Kiddushin, and Daf Ches discussed was Rav Kahana a Kohen? The Gemara there says that Rav Kahana took Pidyon Aven. So Tosfos says, was Rav Kahana a Kohen? Different Gemaras give different impressions. Some yes, some not. Gemara Chulin sounds like he wasn't a Kohen. Is an Eisha, so Tosfos says one day, he was married to a Bas Kohen. Is that good enough for Pidyon Aven? Could you give Pidyon Aven to a husband of a Bas Kohen? You don't have to give it to a Kohen. That's a machlokas Rishonim. We paskin l'chumra. We paskin that you cannot give it. But that all starts with figuring out whether Rav Kahana was a Kohen or not. Kahana bizman hazeh is a, there are most Kahanas that, are Kahanim. The Ksos's brother, Ksos was a Kohen. Ksos was a Kohen, and his brother, the Kuntres HaSfekas, was a Kohen. The Ksos is known as Rabbi Leva Kohen Heller. His brother, the Kuntres HaSfekas, had a last name, Kahana. By the way, they had two names, they had two last names. Kahana and Heller. So one adopted one name, one adopted the other name. But either way, that was, they were Kahanim. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara in Mevashta, we're not allowed to cook the Karban Pesach. So, Tana Rabbanan, Bimayim, Pasuk says, you're not allowed to cook it, uvashel mevushal b'mayim. Ein li ela b'mayim. I only know that you're not allowed to cook it in water. Pshar mashke minayin. How do I know that I'm not allowed to even cook the Karban Pesach in other liquids? Amar kavachomer. It's a kal vachomer. Uma mayim she'ein mefigin ta'amon asurin. Water does not change the taste of what you're cooking it in, doesn't give it a different taste, and yet it's asur sharmashkesh mefigin ta'amon lakoshikin. So surely other liquids which would change the taste of the karan pesach, surely one is not allowed to cook it in. So it's a kal vachomer. Tosfos says, well, I mean, it's a kal vachomer. We know there are isurei daraisa, there are malkias involved in terms of eating a Karban Pesach and cooking the Karban Pesach in other liquids. But what do you mean? It's based on a kal vachomer? Second half of Tosfos Ika. V'im tomar, v'hechi yolif shar mashkin mi kal vachomer. V'ha'ein mashirin min hadin. Discussed this a couple of weeks ago. One is not allowed to give an azhara. One is not allowed to give malchus. Ein onshin min hadin. Ein mashirin min hadin. You're not allowed to give an create an azhara based on a kal vachomer. So what does the Gemara here mean? That you know other liquids based on a kava chomer? Tosa says it's not a real kava chomer. V'yesh lomar, tahai kava chomer, eino ela migale, debishul dekra airi af bishar mashkin. This kava chomer is really just helping me understand what the pasuk means. What the pasuk means. And therefore, you do not have the limitation of ein onshin min hadin or ein mashirin min hadin, because this is a gilui milsa. It's just revealing what the Torah meant. When it said mayim, it really means all liquids. Doesn't mean mayim. That's what the kal vachomer is megala, right? This is what Tosfos says here. Tosfos says this in Kedushin Daf Yud as well, and that whenever a kal vachomer is not coming to tell me a new din, but it's coming to tell me what the Torah meant, so that is not a problem of mashirin or onshin min hadin. We've discussed this in the past based on the first Rambam, first two Rambams in Hilchos Tumas Meis. The Rambam there mentions that a mace is matami in three different ways. Maga b'masu b'owel, you know, by touching a mace, or by carrying a mace, even though I'm not touching it, or by tumas owel, being in the same owel as the mace, or if I'm ma'ahil on the mace, or if the mace is ma'ahil on me. There are three ways to be matame b'owel. But those are the three. But if you look in the Torah only quotes two of them. Beferish. Says the Rambam, Tumas Masa mi piashmua. Tumas Masa I know from Misora. And then he says, v'kal v'chomer advarim. It's a kal v'chomer. We know Tumas Masa by Nevela. We don't know Tumas Masa by Tumas Mace explicitly in the Torah. So says the Rambam, it's Kal Vachomer. Im Nevela, she Tumas Erev. Nevela, which is only makes you tummy for one day. It's an Ava Tumo, which makes you tummy for one day. Ve'enu Matami Ba'ohel. And it does not make, create Tumas Ohel. Mitama B'masa, Nevela, which is a low-level Tuma, is Matami B'masa, Shenem Ravanosi Yisim Vasam, Hamais Lo Kol Shekein. So surely Mace should be Matame B'masa, because a mace is more chomer. A mace makes you tummy for 7 days, and it makes you tummy for ohel. Uma nevela shema god, tumas erev, masa, tumas erev. And just like nevela, its maga and masa are comparable, one day. Afa mace, shema god, tumas shiva, masa, tumas shiva. So too, tumas maga and masa mace are equal. Ein tumas masa, but mace be the very so from Eladin Torah. And it's a din de oraisa. It's a din d'oraisa. And then the Rambam says, and it says, is not the only time I have such a libud. V'yirali, shezesha shasak mimena hakasuv. Why did the Torah not say it explicitly? By Tumas Meis, kiderech sheshasak mi iser habas. It's similar to iser habas. The Torah says a granddaughter is usser in the Arayas, but doesn't say daughter is usser. Why? Lefisha asa beferish afilu basabas. It says granddaughter. Vishasag me isra achilas basar bechalav. And third example. We have Tumas Masa, and we have Isser Bas, and we have the Isser of eating Basar B'chalav. Lefisha Asar B'feirish Afilu Bishul, because cooking Basar B'chalav was Asar, Kach Shosak, V'Tumas Masa B'meis, so Tumas Masa B'meis was left out, because it already says B'feirish, even Ohel, which is a more tenuous connection to the mace, Koshkein Masa'o, which is a more intense connection. Say, ask the Kesef Mishnah, right there. Ein Masir Min Adin, Ein Oshem Min Adin. Say, how do you ever give a punishment for Tumas Masa, or for eating Basar B'chalav, or the cases of Isser Bas? So the answer is, says the Kesef Mishnah, exactly what Tosfos says here. It's a Gilui Milsa. It's a Chavachomer that's Megala that this is included. When the Torah says, granddaughter is Usser, it's the Kal Vachomer is Megala that included in that halacha is daughter. Included. It's not a Kal Vachomer, a new din. Right? That you don't know that this halacha applies to this new context. You learn it from a Kal Vachomer. That's a problem of Ein Onshin or Ein Masir Min Adin. But if you say that the Kal Vachomer is being Megala what the Pasuk meant, That's not a problem of Eino Shemin Adin. So that's the Rambam right here. The Rambam quotes three examples. The Kesef Mishnah expands upon it. And the Tosfos says it right here. Tosfos here and Tosfos in Kedushin Daf Yud both say Kavachomer working as a Gili Milsa is different than a Kavachomer working by itself. Good, that's the first day in the Brisa that you know that is also to cook a Karan Pesach in all liquids. Rebbe Omer, b'mayim, next shita, ainly, same halacha, but different source, ainly, ela b'mayim, I only know that it's usher in mayim, sharmash, give me nayin, how do I know sharmash, k'tama lomar, uvashel mevushal, double lashon, vashel mevushal, mikom akom, any type of bishel, vashel mevushal, my b'nai, what's the difference, l'may nafkamina, between the 2 days, ikibinai, ut slikedar, which means if I put the Karan Pesach in a pot, and I put it on the fire, and I don't need any liquid from the outside, but I cook it, and the natural juices of the sheep come out, and it gets cooked in its natural juices. Is that a problem? Or does it have to be over a fire on a barbecue spit, and in that way, any juice falls down, it gets burned up right away? So that's a nafkamina. If I say it's bashel mevushal, then in any type of cooking, that would be a problem. But if I say the first day is shar mashkin, so maybe this is not called shar mashkin. That's what the Rashi says. Because it's not called Shar Mashkin. So, same halacha, two different sources. The Rabbanan, Haibasha Mavusha, my Abdi Lahu. The Rabbanan who use source number one, what do they do with source number two? They use it for the following Tosefta. Bishlo v'yachach tzla'o. What if I cooked it, but I did another process along with it also? If I cooked it and then I roasted it, so I roasted it, what I'm supposed to do, but I cooked it first. Oshet tzla'o v'yachach bishlo, or I did the opposite, I roasted it and then I cooked it. Chayiv. So in that case, I am chayiv for cooking the Karan Pesach, so Bishlama says the Gemara. Bishlo v'achach tzla'o. I understand if you cooked it first, you're chayav to habashle. Because stop time. You cooked it, you violated. It's an avera. It doesn't matter that you roasted it afterwards. Elat tzla'o v'achach bishlo. But if I roasted it first, hatzliyeshu. If I roasted it, so why am I chayav d'oraisa for cooking the Karan Pesach? Didn't I already roast it? Who says that you go by the second process? So Amar Rav Kahana, Hamani Rav Yosihi. It's Rav Yosi Shita who says that the second process on an item is significant. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, and we'll see this Brisa is very halacha lemaisa in another context as we'll talk about. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Yotzin barakika sharui. One is Yotze with soaked matzah. Yotzin, you could be Yotze your mitzvah with soaked matzah. U bimivushal shaloni moach, div Rabbi Meir. And with cooked matzah, as long as it has not disintegrated totally. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. You could use Yabur Kikashari, but you can't use matzah even if it has not disintegrated. Rabbi Yossi Omer, you could use it as long as it has not disintegrated. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Yotzin bur Kikashari, you could use the soaked one, avalo bimivushal, but you cannot use a mivushal, afalpi shaloni moach, even though it has not disintegrated. So what's Rabbi Yossi saying? Rabbi Yossi saying, if you have matzah, which was baked, and then you cook it, so you can't use it. You can't use it. Why? Rashi says, the lav lechem karina bay, because it's no longer called lechem once it is cooked. The afal pishik far nefe betanur, even though it was already baked. Hoa v'chaza u'bishlo, bitlo mitares lechem. Wow. Because once you do the second process on it, so you have been mevatel it from being lechem, therefore it loses its status of matzah, so finish, you cannot use it. So that's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Good. One other answer, though. Ula Amar, if you look at Rabbi Meir, Rabbi said, no, it could even be Rabbi Meir Shita, who says over there that the second part of the process does not do anything. Shiny hacha, damakro, vasham avusham, mikom makom. Maybe there's just an inclusion here to include bishol even though usually the second process is not significant, but here it is because there is an extra word to include it. Two very important halakha discussions that could come up here. First of all is Rikik Ashari, Yisiba Favorish, the Brisa says, the Tosefta says, according to both opinions though, you could use. Not only could you eat matzah that is soaked on Pesach, you're allowed to use it for your mitzvah. Right? This is the sugya of matzah shruya, what is called gebrux in Yiddish. Right? That's the sugya we had yesterday, right before the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef Engel said maybe it's a remez, it's a merumaz in the Gemara that Rava was upset about what Rav Papi did because he allowed them to have certain leniencies in a makom that they were avadim. So he says, are we better than the avadim of the Reish Galusa? So one could answer, maybe we are. Either way, that's not any type of raya. This Gemara is a raya l'chora against, because the Gemara says the Farish, that there is no problem with eating and using soaked matzah on Pesach. But it starts with, really in the Achronim, there is a Ravon. The Ravon, one of the less known Rishonim in Siman Taf Lamed Aleph, quotes a minog on the first night of Pesach. Quotes a minog. Again, it's not a halacha because it's, the Gemara here says, but a minog on the first night of Pesach, not to do anything with your matzah. No water, no soaking, no salt, no anything. So you have tam matzah b'fiv. Tam matzah b'fiv. That's a risho, but that's not nothing to do with the whole week and nothing to do with the chash chimutz. The early achronim is where this really picks up steam. The minog of matzah shruya, which is very common in Hasidic circles today, and that is not to eat any matzah that was soaked at all, not to put matzah in soup and not to use matzah meal, any type of matzah that was soaked after it was became matzah. Even though Me'ikra din, it sounds like it's mutter from this Gemara, but maybe the Shari Tshuva, biggest Shari Tshuva in Hilchos Pesach, Shari Tshuva in Simin Tav Samach, the Shari Tshuva discusses that maybe at one stage, maybe earlier, there was thin matzahs, but here there were thick matzahs, so there were parts of the matzah that you weren't sure were fully baked, and then you put it in water, and it's going to cause leavening. So that's where it seems like the origins of the minhag was a chash chimutz, based on the matzahs that they had, but this is Me'ikar hadin, bizman hazeh, l'chor, it's not based on chash chimutz, but that's just based on minhag avasein abiyadeinu. So once you follow their minhag, again, you have charif, you have strong shitas on both sides. The Vilna Gaon shita is somewhat well known, where the Gemara says if somebody doesn't eat kebrax, masa shriya bizman hazeh, osid litin es hadin, that they're preventing themselves from having simchas yantif. Right, there's a certain type of simchas yantif that people don't have. They're limited in their eating. And the Baal Shem Tov and the Baal HaTanya, and they say just the opposite. No, you have to keep this minog as part of the Chumer de Pesach. It's a very important minog. So one should follow their family custom. The Shari Tshuva is Lashon, just to read it, V'gam nire, Shascholos Chumer Zeh Yatzim Mimasha Yinogin Mikodim Lasos Al Pesach Matzos Avos Harbe. They used to have very thick matzahs. Af shelo haya kishir tefach, mikol makom haya avos harbe, umeim haya osin hakemach lepesach, ayde greira, v'chulu, milsa de shchicha tuva, that you might find in there something that was not completely baked. That's the Shari Tshuva, and then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the minhag in earlier, in Siman Taf Nun Ches, Sif Dalid, v'yesh anshe maisa, shemachmir no atzmon, v'ein shorin, v'ein mevashon matzos b'pesach, mi'chsha shem anishar ma'ar kemach, b'toch ha-matzos, mi'befinim shlo nilosh yafem, v'yedeh shriya yischameis, ayin shari tshuva, d'mitzad ha-dinin lachush, d'afzuki yisrael lo machzakinon, uver frapi amenu, where we make thin matzos, u'mikom akom, mi'shinoa k'chum rezu, ein maznichen oso. We don't push them aside, we should follow their family custom, and if you look at the Piskei Tshuvos, here on the Simen, Yisadim Lakan Lakan, and even within the Minhag Matzah Shruya, there are different degrees of Matzah Shruya. Some have put liquid on, put spreads on their matzah, just don't put it in soup. Some, you know, would even put it in soup. They'd say the Belzer Rebbe has a story. One time he was eating at a certain person's house, and he was machmer for himself, but he was served the soup with matzah balls in it. So he ate the soup, he just didn't eat the matzah balls. Meaning, my chumrah is not there to embarrass anybody else. So, you know, it's good enough for him to be machmer in that regard. But again, there are different levels of the minhag, and one can look in the poskim to discuss the different degrees. Number one. Number two, so that minhag only applies to some. But the other halacha learned out from this applies to all Jews. And that is the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that once you cook something, right, and the Gemara said that this is like Rabbi Yossi Shita, right, their earlier brisa, sounds like we pass it like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that if you have matzah and then you cook it, so that changes the status and you cannot use that for matzah, as Rashi says, but lo mitaras lechem. So this is known as the Machlokis, the Yireim, and the Ravya, quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Issues of Bishul Achar Bishul and Bishul Achar Afi and Afi Achar Bishul on Shabbos, says the Yireim. The Yireim where Rabbi Lozmi Metz, a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. V'chol Dovar, Shen is Bashel, O Nefe called Sarcho. If something is totally cooked before Shabbos, so we know. Ain Bishul Achar Bishul. That's what we hold. But what if you don't do the same process? We know there are two types of preparing food. There's what we call Bishul and what we call Afiya / Tzli. One is wet cooked wet. Bishul is defined as in a liquid. Noodles, when you make noodles, soup, fechulu. And one is dry. Dry is tzliyafia, is baking in an oven. So what happens if on Shabbos we know ain bishul achar bishul, but what about bishul achar afia? What about afia achar bishul? Says the Yireim, it is lechumra in both directions. Where do you know it from? So he says, aval yesh bishul achar tzli vishli achar bishul. Titanya bipsachim biperakal shah bisofo, ar gemara. Slovaka bishul chayiv, umetama tamuda, why tzli yesh? And he quotes Rabbi Yossi Shita. And what do you see from there? And he quotes Rashi's Lushan, basically. He says, Pirish, gabi matza lechem ksiv eno nikro lechem ela afui v'lon mevushal. Ukshe bishlo achar afia, so nikro mevushal diish bishlo achar afia. Hua dinami tzlo v'achar kein bishlo diish bishlo achar tzli. For a mayor of Rabbi Yossi, Amrina, we had an Erevin. Remember the rules, daf and vav? Rules and regulations, who do we pass in like? Remei Rabbi Yossi, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. And also the brisa there is Lashon Rabim. Ukashem sheish bishol achar tzli va'afui kach yish tzli achar bishol. Disvara achasi. There's no reason to be mechalek. That is the Yireim and Simon Reish Ayin Dalin. So, that is the Machmer Deya. Says the Rav Yoh in Masech HaShabbos, Kuf Tzadi Zayin. He quotes the Yireim. The Yireim was an early Rishon, right? Right, Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. The Rav Yoh is later. V'shamati me Rabbeinu Eliezer Mimetz. I heard from him. Shahel Shio Mary Bishul Achar Bishul B'Shabbos. Ukitznan. He quotes the Mishnah in Shabbos that says Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Aval Yishafi Achar Bishul Yish Bishul Achar Afia Kigon Lishros Ma Lechem Beroteach. If I take a baked item and I soak it, let's say, am I allowed to put challah into my soup? So why is that mutter? So maker din, that's probably mutter. Why? Because the soup might not be yad saladis anymore when it's in your bowl, and even if it is, it probably has the status of a kli shlishi because you go from the pot to the ladle to the bowl. So that's why. But let's say it wasn't a klishlishi. What about if I wanted to put cooked, baked items into the soup? What if you want to put bread croutons into the pot of soup? And then you're going to serve it from there. So it's a kli rishon that was taken off the fire. Bread croutons. So let's say they're baked already. According to the Rav Yoh, that will be a problem. Yesh bishol achar afia. And the opposite case is Yesha Fiach Bishul. If somebody had, the poskim talked about, somebody had meatballs that were made in a very, you know, a big pot of meatballs in sauce. So it's considered Bishul. It's not considered Afia. And then Shabbos morning, I want to take those meatballs out of their sauce and warm them up on top of the crock pot. And I'm going to take them out, and now they're not going to be a liquid anymore. They're going to be heated to yassa lettuce bow in a dry environment. So that could be an issue of afia achar bishul. Again, these, according to the Yireim, these are all issues. Says Rav Yoh, I beg to differ. Rav Yoh says, I don't think this is a problem. Why? Says the Rav Yoh, the lav milsahi. Why? They have a Gemara in Psachim right here. To Hamaisi Leib Aparakesim Avarchin, Umaskina, because this Gemara comes up in Brachas too. And there it says, don't compare various halachic contexts to each other. Adkan Lokam Reb Yossi, when does Reb Yossi say it here by Matzah? Because you need Tam Matzah Befiv, Veleka. You need the Tam Matzah Befiv. And here, but other contexts, it's not an issue. You don't have to say it has to do with status. Like Rashi says, Batlu Mitoras Lechem. The Gemara seems to say it's based on Tam Matzah. And it's based on Tam Matzah. So then, one would say that only Matzah, it changes the status, but in other contexts, it does not change the status. So that is an important machlokas between the Rav Yoh and the Yireim. We paskin, says the Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Yud Ches, in Arachayim, Oshei, Yesh Misha Omer. Yesh Misha Omer, what does the Baragola say? Yesh Misha Omer, Tur B'Shem Rebazim, Metz, Mehata Kaimalon, Dein Yosem, Mevusha, Achrafia, Bipsachim, Aleph, Ar Gemara, that's it. Yesh Misha Omer, De Dover Shen Ne'efe O Nitzle, Im Bishlo, Achar Kach, Mashke, Yesh Bo Misha Bishol, Vasar Litain Pas, Afilu Bekli Sheni, Shayasa Ledesbo, The Yesh, Matirin Bekli Sheni, The Yesh Bekilin, Afilu Bekli Rishon, right, that's the Rav Yoh, Vinachon, Vinagu, Lizar Lachar Chila. Lechadchila, we paskin like the Yireim, and therefore machmir for bishul achar afia and afia achar bishul. Okay, two very important discussions based on this Tosefta. Number one, the issue of matzah shruya, and number two, the issues of bishul achar bishul and afia achar bishul and bishul achar afia. Tana Rabbana, we continue. Yachot slao kol tzarcho yehei chayiv. You might think that if you roasted it totally, right, your chayiv, tamalomar, al tochlem menu no, vashem bushal b'mayim. It says, the, you're not allowed to eat it na, which is, semi, right, medium rare, let's say, uvashem avusha b'mayim, or cooked in water. Al is going on both of them. And we darshan from there, na uvashem avusha l'amarti l'cha, it's also to eat it only a little bit roasted and totally cooked. Velosh, it's slow called sarcha, but there's no issur of eating it called sarcha. What's the havamina? Right, if you roast it too much, it might be a problem. So what does that mean? So Rashi quotes two days. What does slow cold sarcho mean? So Rashi's second day, which he likes, means it's like totally burned it to a crisp. That was the havamina. So maybe that's also not called roasting. You went too far. So tamaloma, so that's the havamina. Kamash b'lana. Look, the Marsha also here discusses what the havamina is. But hechi dami, Rav Ashi the shavi charucha. You made it into like charcoal. You made it very, very burnt. So it's maybe even almost inedible. Kar Pesach was all about edibility. So there's no isser though of eating that. Taner Rabbanon, Yachol Achol Kaziyis Chay Yehi. I might think that if you eat a raw piece of the meat, a raw piece of Karim Pesach, you might be chayy for this isser of eating it na or mavushal. Tamalomar Atochlu Mimenu. No, vashal mavushal. No, mavushal amarti lecha velo chay. Right, raw is not included in the isser. Right, maybe you don't get the mitzvah because it is shelo kederech, as we discussed earlier in this parach. If I eat something, remember we discussed the suffix of the Mishnah Lamelech. If we say by isurim that you don't violate shelo kederech, do we say that by mitzvahs too? Maybe you're not yotzi your mitzvah. So chai, though, it might not be the mitzvah, but it's definitely not the isser. Yachol yehe motor, you might think it's motor. Tamalomar ki im sliyesh. No, you have to eat it sliyesh. You count it as a separate mitzvah say, so Ben Shem will talk about that next time. Hey chidami na. What does na mean, which is the problem? Amarav kita ami parsoi abarnim. The way that the Parsiim used to refer to a type of lightly roasted meat, abarnim. Period. Amrav chizda hamavasha b'chamei tveria b'shabes patur. If somebody cooks in chamei tveria on Shabbos patur, why? Because that's not considered bishul. Bishul requires eish, requires a fire. The sun is not considered cooking, right? Shaloka Rashi says there in Shabbos, cooking in the sun is mutter on Shabbos. That's shaloka derech. And chamei tveria is considered cooking in the sun, or maybe it's told Hashemesh, which is also not an Isser de Oraisa. Pesach shebishlo b'chamei tveria chayiv. But if you cook the Karim Pesach and chamei tveria, you're chayiv. Ask him, what's the difference? Maishna b'pashabbos delo. Why on Shabbos is it not called bishul? The told us eish bina v'lecha, because you need told us eish, and this is the sun. Pesach namilav told us eishu. So by Karim Pesach, isn't it also defined as bishul? So amarava, my chayiv, diktani, dekavim, shum sliyesh. You're right. It's not called bishul. What you're chayiv for is not roasting it. Because you didn't roast it, but it doesn't mean that you're chayav for cooking it. Period. Rav Chiya bereder Rav Nasan Masdi lo lahad Rav Chista behedi. He said it explicitly. Amar Rav Chista hamavasha b'chamit feria b'shabes pater upesach shebishlo b'chamit feria chayav she'avar mishum tzli eish. It says it explicitly. Good. Number one, the achronim are all bothered. What is the Gemara talking about? You're cooking b'chamit tveria? If you're being mevashal, the Karim Pesach b'chamit tveria? Karim Pesach is cut shekalim. You have to do it everything in Yerushalayim. It's nifsal b'yotze if it goes out. What is it talking about in chamit tveria? So pashas, you might say, the Ben Yoyada says, it just means theoretically. Maybe something like chamit tveria. It doesn't mean dafka, you know, actual chamit tveria. It means something like chamit tveria. A number of the other achronim try to figure out, you know, exactly how it could work, chamit tveria. Some say maybe you brought chamit tveria in a thermos and kept it hot. That's almost impossible. From tveria, if you're taking it literally, it's somewhat impossible. Maybe it means the Mara Cohen says maybe it means that the Shas of Heter Bamos when it's outside, maybe it means Pesach Sheni. Everybody tries to come up with different suggestions. But there's a fascinating one by one of the Rebbes. It's quoted here in the Margolius HaShas that put two Gemaras together. So this Gemara says if you cook in Chami Tveria, you're Chayef. But another Gemara in Shabbos Lamates says that Chami Tveria is told us, really three Gemaras. How do you explain our Gemara with two other Gemaras? Shabbos Lamates, Chami Tveria is told us, or, according to one sheet, they're not told us Shemesh, why? Because it's Chaufia Pischa de Gehenim. It's warmed by the fires of Gehenim. And the Gemara in Erev and Daf Yates says, there are three doors, three Psachim to Gehenim. One in the Midbar, one in the Yam, one in Yerushalayim. See, that's what our Gemara says. Chami Tveria, the source of Chami Tveria, which is one of the Psachim to Gehenim, so maybe that's what's being referred to, so it wasn't Nifsal B'yotzei. Okay, a lot of different suggestions, but the Pashtus is that just means that something like Chami Tveria in Yerushalayim. The Eglei Tau Elimelech has Ophir is just startled by the fact that the Gemara could have this comparison in the first place. And the Gemara seems to accept the comparison between Pesach and Shabbos. It says that Leital, Pesach and Shabbos are two totally different contexts. By Shabbos, it's about the Maisa Malacha, about Malacha's Machsheves, and you have all the different requirements of Malacha's Machsheves. Pesach is about the Totsah. It's about the Totsah of having something cooked, having something roasted, having something, whatever you did to it. So how does the Gemara compare the two? What might not be Bishul by Shabbos could be considered Mivushal by Pesach. Unless you say, he says, if you take the comparison seriously, it must be that even Lagabe Shabbos, there is something about the result that is important, and not just about the Maisa involved. That's what it sounds like from the fact that the Gemara accepts this comparison. Okay, you have to look in that Egel Tal, it's an Ofe in Os Mem Dalad. Amar Rava, says Rava, achalo no, if I eat the current Pesach, no, which is only a little bit roasted, lo keshtayim, I get two malchus. Why? There's the general isser of al toch lo mimenu na, and then there's the isser of only eat it sliyesh, and the lav lo sochlu is also going on that. So therefore, you get two sets of malchus. Rashi says, mishum lo sochal na, mishum lo sochlu kiim sliyesh. So those two isurim, mivushal lo keshtayim, also mivushal. Mivushal has the general one, lo tochlu kiim sliyesh, and the isur mivushal, na umivushal lo keshalosh ve'idel kezayis of na kezayis of mivushal. I get three: the general one, and the na one, and the mivushal one. Abaya amar, no, ain lokan alav shebeklalos. You're not going to get malchus for the general one because that's a lav shebeklalos, and you don't get malchus for a lav shebeklalos. We discussed this last week at length. Spoke about the machlokas, the Ramban and Tosfos. How do you define a lav shebeklalos? Is it a lav klali or a lav hakolel? We have the machlokas between the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs and Tosfos and Sanhedrin. Daf Sama Gimel. We discussed then the Rambam and Shoresh Tess about also what a lav shebeklalos is and what undermines a lav shebeklalos. Okay, not getting back into that right now. So that's the Abaya though. You don't get three sets of malchus. Ika da amre. So what is Abaya Shita when he says you don't get malchus for the lav shebeklalos? Tarti hu delo laki chadamias laki. Do I say that, well, you don't get two, but at least you get one? Meaning, lav shebeklalos, you get you get one set of malchus. Just means you don't get malchus on all of them. Right? That, is that what it means? Rashi. Right? Well, let's just do the two days first. Ikadamri chadanami lo laki. Or do I say, no, you don't get any malchus on the lav shebeklalos? Why? Zalom yachid lave klav de chasima. Because, as has been mentioned many times, you only get malchus, the source for malchus of our barm yakenu in Kisetzi is next to the lav of muzzling your animal, so you only get malchus for a lav that's similar to muzzling. Muzzling is a specific aveira, so too you only get malchus for a lav that tells us and presents a specific aveira. If it is a general iser, you don't get malchus for that. So that's two days. Two days of that lav shebeklalos, you get at least one set. So Rashi says, Ika da amre tarti hu delo laki, kima shuhu loke mishum no mishum avusha sulo laki mishum klav de kiim sliyesh. You get malchus for the specific, but not a general malchus. Chada miyalaki, kona mavasha vachame tveria. Va'achlo de'en kan malchus de bishol, v'lo malchus shol na, loke mishum kiim sliyesh. You're always going to get one. I'm sorry, whichever one might exist. V'ika da'amre, you don't even get one. Mishum kiim sliyesh. You don't even get one because delo miyachid lavi didei kalav tachasima. Good. So it's two days whether you get a basic malchus, one. Does lav shebeklalos mean you don't get more than one or you don't even get one? So that's the two days here. Rava, Rava has the same discussion when it comes to isurim related to nazir. Ocha zog lo keshtayim. If I eat the skin of a grape, I get two sets of malchus. Again, why? Because the pasuk says, there's an isur of zog lo yochal and an isur of mikolasher yasem get everything the vine makes. So there are specifics and there are general. Same machlokas. Achal zog lokeshtayim. Chartzan veit the seeds lokeshtayim. Zog vichartzan lokeshalosh. That's the Tanakama. Abaya Omar again. Ain lokan alav shebeklalos. Ika da amri tarti udelo loki chada miyas loki. Ika da amri chada nami lo loki. Zlom yachid lavi kilav dechasima. You wouldn't even get on the general. Forget the specifics that aren't explicit, but you wouldn't even get on the general. Because it is not a specific lav. Good. So this gets into Isurim of Nazir. Fascinating. By Nazir, how many mitzvahs does a Nazir have? There are 10 mitzvahs of a Nazir. 10 mitzvahs. We discussed all these in mitzvah shir. Those who listen on the OU website, we went through all these isurim. The Rambam has 10 mitzvahs. The Rambam has isurim related to hair, isurim related to wine, isurim related to tumah, and mitzvahs related to karban. What are they? The Rambam says, there's a mitzvah asay, there's only two mitzvahs asay of nazir. There's eight los asays. The asays are, karbanos is one, and growing the hair long is two. But then you have the others. There's one isur of cutting the hair, but then there are many isurim relating to the wine. He can't drink wine or any tarovis of wine. He can't have moist grapes. He can't have raisins. He can't have chartzanim. He can't have zagin, machlokas, which is the peels and which is the seeds. And then can't walk into an ohel hameisa. Can't be metame lameisim. And then you have the karbanos. The Rambam Hilchos Nazir says there are 10 isurim of a nazir. Why is there so much focus on hair? I think we mentioned this in a parsha a couple of years ago. It's a fascinating thought by Rav Zev Lef. Rav Lef says the hair is the transition point between our bodies and what's above us, and the ruchnius. And the problem with the Nazir is that he was out of kilter, that he was off balance, and that's why he had to go to an extreme to try to swing the pendulum back to the middle. That's the what a Nazir needs to do. He's trying to get back into balance. So when he's about to return to normal life, he cuts his hair as if to say he's starting afresh, he's starting anew. Those connections between the ruchnius and the gashmius, his whole life, you know, he needs to start again. That's why he shaves off his head. He writes that in Outlooks and Insights. But there's more there, but that's his basic idea. Vayter Tana Rabbanon, says the Gemara, Achal Kezayis Nomi Be'od Yom. Oh, once we're talking about the Isurim of eating Karban Pesach in an inappropriate fashion, are the isurim of eating the Karban Pesach in an inappropriate fashion only in effect when there's a mitzvah to eat it in the appropriate fashion? Tana Rabbanan, achal kezayis no mibod yom, patur, if I eat a kezayis that is just slightly roasted, mibod yom, before the night when there's a mitzvah to eat it, patur, you don't get malchus for that. Kezayis no mishachashecha chayiv, but I'm not your chayiv. Achal kezayis tzli mibod yom, if I ate it, if I jumped the gun, if I ate a kezayis of tzli before, and the apostle asked him, chabura, you didn't get the mitzvah, so you didn't posel yourself from eating it with the rest of your group. We know there's a halacha, you're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach in two different groups. So if you ate it earlier, it's nothing. It's meaningless. You just ate it early, and therefore you didn't ruin it. But once you ate it at night, you can't join the rest of your group because you already ate it in one place. Tanya Ida also, you might think that if you eat a kezayis inappropriately, no, right? It's semi-raw. Bibod yom, are you chayiv adinu? You might think you're chayiv. Why? Uma b'sha'ashe yeshno b'kumachot tzli. Yeshno b'bal tochal no. At a time when you have to eat it roasted, you have an isur of eating it, no. B'sha'ashe eino b'kumachot tzli. In a time when there's more isurim that you can't eat it tzli also, eino d'shiyeshno b'bal tochal no. Then surely the other isur should also apply. Olo, what do we say? No. B'shashi eino b'kum achot sli. Yeshno b'bal tochal na. They go together. B'shashi yeshno b'kum achot sli. Eino b'bal tochal na. Right? Maybe it should only apply when there's the potential to do the mitzvah. V'yata tameh. And don't wonder about this direction. Shari huta mechval du'etzel sli. Don't wonder about this because after all, Hutar michlalo eitzel tzli. Because even tzli is usher to eat by yom. Rashi says on the first medium line, v'achlos ha-basa b'layla zev v'lo b'yom. U'kishachashecha hutar michlal iser ha-say d'tzli. At night, that iser is matered. And say the same thing. D'nihit o hutar l'chadchile eitzel na v'lo l'chayiv. Just like tzli goes down in its iser, it becomes mutter, so maybe na also is not usher yet. Maybe it should be usher now. Why do you say that? Lo melacha to teach me. B'shash yeshto b'kum achot sli, yeshto b'bal tochal na. B'shash ena b'kum achot sli, ena b'bal tochal na. The iser only applies when there is a mitzvah to eat the Karban Pesach. One more, and then we'll finish off with one final thought. Rebbe Omer, Ekra ani bashel. I read it bashel. Matam alomar mivushal. Why do you need the next pasuk? Sheyachol. I might have thought. Ein li ela she bishlo mishachashecha. I just spoke about eating it early. What if you cook it early? I might think I only violate when I cook it at night. Bishlo mivodim. If I cook the Karban Pesach before nighttime at night, how do I know that's also aser? Tam alomar bashel mivushal. Mikomakom. I have a high bashel mivushal. Afkir abilitzli keder. Didn't I already use that in Amud Aleph? Ula shar mashkin. Imkein lemekra. O bashel bashel. O mivushal mivushal. Same word I should use. My bashel mivushal. Shamas mina. Tarti. You learn both. period. We're talking a lot about the mitzvah of being solev, of roasting the Karan Pesach. We mentioned a couple of years ago the fascinating and beautiful Chizkuni. The Chizkuni throughout Perek Yud Beis of Parshas Bo discusses that every detail of the Karan Pesach was meant to be margiz, was meant to uproot and prove to the Mitzrayim that their God is nothing. Everything about the halachas, says the Chizkuni, we take it first a couple of days earlier because we want it to be tied to our bed and we want all the Mitzrayim to hear what does a goat do when it's tied to a bed for 4 days. They probably hear it all night. They hear their God tied to the bed. We roast it. We roast it whole. Why do we roast it? Because when you have a barbecue, the aroma wafts the farthest. You don't roast it, put it, cook it in your house. You have it outside so they smell it. And also they pass by. There's no mistaking that this is their sheep because you have to roast it whole. Right? Whole so that they see it. And when do you do it? Bein her arbaim in the afternoon. That's when everybody's coming home from work and everybody's there. And you do it in groups. So you make a big pomp and circumstance. You don't do it in private. So all of these halachas, among others, says the Chizkuni, is part of the disproving to the Mitzrayim that their God is any type of God. And proving to us, this last malkar fits in actually with the first malkar we mentioned today, the Meshech Chachma, how Karan Pesach is about undermining and weaning them away from Avodah Zarah. Okay, we'll stop here. So we'll continue.